Radio Catskill.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to hear some new music from Coldplay. But the main attraction is we're going to have a live performance here in the studio with Shane Renison. You know, there's something just really exciting and inspiring about a new song. Hearing new music, it just keeps me wanting to write songs myself. And there is a new song that was just released, and I think of it as a birthday gift. I just had my birthday on June 20th, and that's the very same day that Chris Martin and Coldplay released a debut preview single from their new album called Moon Music. Love the title, Moon Music, coming out in October 2024. So Chris Martin, he's 47. That seems young to me now. You know, 47, he's a very prolific songwriter. He's the lead singer and songwriter for Coldplay. They all met each other when they were in university together. But they keep writing these songs that seem to be so relevant, so like ageless. Like I know a whole spectrum of people from different generations, different ages that just love his music. So it's called I Feel Like I'm Falling in Love. And I just love the sound of it. It's so simple, but there's something very unique about it. It's kind of like, how do you define what that sound is? It's like when you hear U2 and you go, you know, what makes that so special? It seems so simple. And last night I got to hear James Taylor. And it was the same impression, you know, he just plays the acoustic guitar and sings. He did bust out an electric guitar once during the concert. And it was very funny because he was extremely witty and fast on his feet. And he seemed to really bond with the audience. And he said at one point, you know, this is an electric guitar. And he said it's really an example of really modern technology, whereas primitive older guitars were gas and steam powered. It was hilarious. But then you take that simple singer-songwriter, just the acoustic guitar and the voice, and you add Steve Gadd on drums, and you add Lou Marino on sax, and you add like a world-class bass player. I think his name was Johnson. His last name was Johnson. And I mean, violin, four backup singers, and one of them was his son. And you take a song that just seems so simple, and you hear all the potential lyrics and melodies and rhythm of that song and the meaning of the song intensified by the way the band, you know, backs it up and supports it. It's astounding. And we're going to talk about more about that later because I do have a live singer-songwriter right here in the studio with me, Shane Renison. We're going to be talking to him shortly. But I did want to play this new Coldplay song. And then there's also one more song. When you find a song, then you can't stop playing it. Like you just play it over and over. When the only music available was on vinyl, so I'm betraying my age there, I would play some songs until they were so scratchy that, you know, that became part of the song, the scratch, the vinyl, and all that static. So there's this one song by Jacob Collier. Jacob Collier is a significantly younger than Chris Martin. He's only 29 years old, but he's already won several Grammys. You know, Quincy Jones discovered him, brought him to the Montreux Jazz Festival, and he's established himself as kind of an old soul in a young man's body. amazing music, and he's released a series of albums, DeJesse, and his fourth volume came out in February of this year, and there's a song on there. I'm telling you, I get in my car, and I've got it on a thumb drive so I can hear it immediately and then maybe play it on repeat as I drive down the road. And this has been going on for a couple weeks now, so I'm going to play it on my show today as much for you to hear it as for me to hear it. It's called A Rock Somewhere. I'm on a rock somewhere. It's the only one I know, and I know it well. He's talking about the earth. Incredible. So let's listen to these two new songs, and we're going to start with Coldplay, Feels Like I'm Falling in Love, and then we'll hear Jacob Collier, A Rock Somewhere.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that. But I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill. But it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. And fields of flowers grow.
I'm on a rock somewhere. It's the only one I know, and I know it well. And somehow I know you're there, and I'm waiting on the world. I'm ringing the old church bell. I've forgotten how it goes, but it feels like hell. I guess you're in heaven. Even when I'm wide awake, I know that you'll be having other dreams for sure. If nothing's ever gonna change at all, I'll be waiting on the world. Go. Words, I swear. See the people come and go, and they go so well. They're counting the coins back there. It's the only thing they know. And even when you're down and out, I know that you'll be up in higher ground for sure. If nothing's ever gonna change at all, I'll be waiting on the world. Only waiting on the at my phone. Baby, I'm not scared. I guess I'm alone, my friend. You left me waiting on the world. I'll be waiting on the
That's a masterpiece of songwriting and production, and blending the traditional Indian raga with pop. What else would you call it? Jacob Collier with Anushka Shankar. So I'm having so much fun sitting here in the studio listening to this stuff, and I've got some company today. A lot of times I'm broadcasting here and it's just you and me, but today we have company here in the studio with Shane Renison.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
All right. So, I love our community. We have so many talented musicians.
Oh, yeah.
And I was introduced to Shane. He was actually behind the bar at an open mic I went to. We were at Catskills Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
Best
that?
Beer in the Catskills. A subtle plug for the Catskills.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're behind the bar. And then eventually you came out from behind the bar and you picked up the guitar and you sang. And then I got to hear you a couple of more different times.
Yeah.
And you've just released a new recording.
I did, yes. Well, so basically we have an album that me and my team have been working on for about 2 years now.
Wow.
And you know, the production we finished actually December of last year. So we got the masters back about January. So then I had the album in my hands in January.
Of 2024.
Yeah. And then at that point, the work was like, okay, how, you know, here's this project that we put so much time, so much energy into, so much love. How do we package it in today's day and age? And it kind of gave me pause because there's just no formula anymore. I mean, there never really was.
You're talking... How do you describe it to people to sell it to them? Genre.
Yeah.
What does it look like? What kind of music is it? Genre.
Trying to package it, you know.
So I'm just going to jump. I'm going to segue to the fact that the title of the album and the title track is called Irrational.
Right.
So how does that play into your decision on how to brand this thing?
Yeah.
I love that. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, so basically it's 11 songs, and all the songs kind of speak to moments in my own human experience.
Thank God.
Yeah, and really what it is, you know, we all, as a human, we all have to balance decision-making, and it's really hard to think about the long-term effects of the, you know, decisions we make. So for me, this project, it's irrational. It talks about these moments in my life where I wasn't really thinking about the long-term, and I just acted very... you know, very short-sighted. So, you know, there's a lot of relationship issues, stuff like that. And it all stems to this one point in my life where I, you know, I look at it now and I was like, I was just acting very irrationally and unconscious in a lot of ways. And I'm just grateful to, for me, putting this project out as a way to like remember that moment in my life and, you know, move on and kind of put it behind me and grow and evolve from that.
Well, I'm gonna dwell on those ideas as we listen to the title track. So Shane, who's in the band? Who's playing on this track? We're about to hear it.
So my studio stuff is really just me and my producer, Julian Giamo, who he's a friend, colleague, mentor. The list is very long of the roles he plays for me.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's basically, you know, this whole album and past projects we put out, it's him and I in a room in a studio together, just kind of bouncing from instrument to instrument, kind of adding layers and creating this soundscape in each song. And I just love it because him and I are kind of on the same page of it just takes hard work. And I think when people listen to these tracks, they can feel the depth and the thought that really went into them, because every second of the song is intentionally crafted. So mostly it's just Julian and I in a room, and we put these things together that I'm really proud of, you know.
Do you share the songwriting credits?
Yeah. So a lot of these, these songs are songs that I write on my, you know, I write them kind of bare bones on a guitar, piano. Uh-huh. I bring them to Julian in our creative space we've developed.
Uh-huh.
And we just comb through it and try to make it really packaged for commercial success.
Okay, so we're going to listen to this, and then we're going to hear a little bit more about who's doing what.
Yeah.
All right. So what would you, how do you like to credit? Is it Irrational by Shane Renison? And what's the name of the band?
It's just Shane Renison. So okay. Yeah, so basically it's a solo project. So my name is Shane Renison. So all these, they're released under Shane Renison, and then Julian and I basically we split
so
the
you write
credit.
You write the lyrics,
yeah,
and you write the song, and then he, you know, I was talking about James Taylor, how you take a simple song and all of a sudden you can bring everything out. Yep. So you share the songwriting credits with him because he engaged in the song, but you wrote the lyrics.
Correct. Yeah, and a lot of the music.
I love that.
So that's why
incredible.
Yeah, like the song, I always say I bring it to him maybe at like 60-70%.
Okay.
And then the 30-40% that he adds to it brings it to the place it's at, which, like, you know, a lot of times he brings it to a place that I would have never even thought it could go. And
that's collaboration. That's fabulous.
Yeah,
all right, we got to dive into this thing. Here we go. This is Irrational.
You wanted to feel so cold. Oh, yeah. It's so
I think I found my new, yes, I love that. All right, is, wow. Oh, yeah, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs. I got to shout out Julian because I don't know how many pop artists out there have a pedal steel solo in their song. That's all Julian Giamma.
Well, you know what? It's pop, but it's got a little more depth to it than well, you know, there's all degradations, there's all levels, there's all layers in any music genre. And pop, to me, is about, you know, the superficial power play that goes on in romance, and it's usually very shallow in the moment or something. But this had a lot more depth to it, not just in the lyrics, but in the music as well. I mean, that pedal steel lead. Now, okay, I had some questions as I was listening, and that's you singing. That's all the vocals are you.
Yeah, yeah. My voice has come a long way.
Oh, man.
I've spent a lot of basically people that, you know, I basically started singing seriously in about 2020. And I knew during the pandemic is when I made the decision, like, I'm going to do music. I'm going to study it.
You were really singing very well. You're either a lyric baritone or a tenor.
That's the part of it. Like, when I first started, I was like, I am what I am. Now I'm really trying to understand it a little bit deeper. The music theory aspect of it, understanding where my voice lies, what my range is, being able to manipulate that to create these different emotions in my music. And it's like, it's exciting because now that I've opened myself up to this universe, I got bit by the bug, as they say. And I'm like, you know, part of me is like, damn, I wish I figured it out sooner, like when I was like 10 instead of 22, because I could have, like, you know, but, you know, that's the.
You have some time.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of time left. I don't know. You got to hurry, though. You got to really hurry.
It's the balance. Are you trying
to? No, that's exciting. Well, you know, I know Julian Giamma, and that was very intriguing when I'd heard that you had worked with him, because he has actually gone to the Berklee School of Music and has become pedigreed.
Oh, that man
he's
has
certified.
Many degrees.
He is. And so when I hear you talk about the way that you want to understand more depth about what the potential of your voice might be or how you want to expand, I'm hearing echoes of his influence.
Yeah.
You know,
at this point,
it's great. It's so important, you know, to work with the best people that you can, whatever you're doing.
And it's hard to, you know, a lot of times you don't get to choose who you call coworkers in the creative space. You know, you might get that choice, but that's not going to necessarily mean it's going to be easy. And that was my biggest fear at this point is basically wasted time. I'm trying to be as efficient as possible so I can manifest as much positive energy while I'm on this rock.
So what are we talking? 10 songs, 11 songs? How many songs?
On the album? So this album is 11 tracks. Yeah. Uh-huh. We've released 4 of them so far, Irrational being one of them. And then the full album comes out on July 19th. And I'm just, it's cool because, like, yeah, we put, so the next, and then we basically, the next song that I want to show.
I mean, your album is coming out where?
Oh, yeah. So basically it's going to be released,
July 19th.
July 19th. It's going to be, mainly streaming sources at first. So Spotify, Apple Music, there'll be SoundCloud, Pandora. And I always tell people to, you know, if they use social media, find me on Facebook, find me on Instagram. Uh-huh. My website, and then
so
you'll be able
Shane
to get
Renison. That's Shane. Shane.
Yep. Renison. And then you can Google that. Now I've spent a few years and a lot of hard work, but you can officially Google me, and enough stuff will pop up.
Okay. Well, if you Google Shane Renison, and it's not a redhead with a blue eyes, you're looking at the wrong person.
Yeah. Luckily, Renison's a pretty unique name. I have that going for me, where there's not a lot of other Renaissance in the pop world right now.
Well,
so.
I'm excited to hear another song, and then, you know, I'm really intrigued that you're going to offer us a live performance today. That's really generous of you to come and play live like that.
Any chance to music make noise
demand.
Live is.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Yeah. I go out and play open mics, and I enjoy performing so much.
Oh, I love it. It's spiritual.
You got to keep us up to date with what you're doing coming up.
Absolutely.
But there's another song that you said you wanted for us to hear, Somewhere in Albany. Mm-hmm. Should we hear it first, then talk about it, or talk about it first? You tell me.
Yeah, I think so. Basically, just kind of lay the, you know, this is a kind of another moment in my life that this song represents. And it's again, the whole album to me speaks to those moments of reflection we all have in the human experience where we question, what are we doing? What are we, you know, what is this day really about? What is the work we're doing? And Somewhere in Albany is this moment of reflection. And it's just, it's a story in that human experience where you try to like wow. really understand what you're doing and the consequences of the actions you're making, you know. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, I'm every time I talk to an artist about what the song means or what the painting means, sometimes I get a different impression when I hear it myself.
Yeah. Well, because that's, I always say the listener completes the
yeah,
song.
Yeah. Once so. You send it out into the universe. But I really like the way, you know, you're being hard on yourself, it seems like.
I'm
looking like it was irrational. Why did I do that? It's like, oh, retrospective. Like you're really chewing it over.
Yeah.
So I'm very
downfall.
Curious to hear this song. This song is called Somewhere in Albany, and it's from an upcoming release from Shane Renison, which we can all look forward to coming out on July 19th. This is Somewhere in Albany. Okay, it's kind of like a devil may care.
Yeah.
Like things we don't know. Is it, you know, it's great.
Thank you. Yeah, that one
that's really
the
good.
Most like, experimental because like we're trying to.
It's not what I expected you started off with the banjo-y stuff.
I know, right?
I thought it was going to be.
Banjo, pedal steel.
Yeah, I thought it was going to head differently. And also based on what you said the song was about. And it was kind of like, this is why I was saying. this kind of reinforces my first impression on Irrational. It's definitely pop, because my body is kind of going, well, you know, it's happy. I have a physical response when I hear it. It's catchy. It's really catchy. And yet at the same time, and when you said it was about, and you're saying that she said this and then she said that, it's like you're talking to a friend. Yeah. And then you know what she did? And then she said, oh, man, does it? And it's serious ideas. It's actually very serious ideas. But Devil May Care, the song is going, yep, you know, we're going to have to figure this out. And it's like you're skipping down the street kind of talking about it.
Yeah, that's the reflection.
You know? I love it. But, you know, the more you hear a song, it changes meaning.
Yeah, and that's – so the biggest thing that Julian and I had with this project and with all projects is, like, longevity. We want these to feel the same way 30 years from now, or at least evolve emotionally. Because I think nowadays it's really easy to follow trends and to ask yourself, what type of music should I be making? So him and I are really trying to be intentional about just letting whatever comes, come. Uh-huh. And, you know, that's I think songs like this speak to that.
There's certain simplicity to it. There's nothing the vocal effects at one point, and I had to, while you guys were listening to the song, we were looking at each other and talking, and I asked him, I said, are you saying, does it get easier or – you know, was it a question? Does it get easier or doesn't it get easier? And then some of the vocal effects, but it never became, it never got stuck in time. I mean, it's timeless. It's a little bit more timeless than that. It's like when people use auto-tune, there's going to be some day when we're going to go back, oh yeah, that was auto-tune. Yeah, that was that whole decade where they were using it. Or you hear stuff from the 80s, and it's all synthesizers, you know what I mean? And, oh, yeah, they were using synthesizers. But I don't think there's anything in here that might, like, stamp it. Oh, yeah, that was the 20s. I remember that. They were doing that then.
Yeah.
You know, I like that idea of timelessness.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, that to me is, like, the authenticity of the project where it's, like,
the depth of the production. There's a whole lot going on in all of these songs.
Exactly. And then, you know, that speaks to, like, what my influences are, where it's, like, it's not just one era that I'm influenced by. So it's, like, at this point, it's cool that my music kind of reflects where my interests lie musically.
It's really good.
All in one.
But the it's definitely popular.
Yeah. At this point, I say it's indie pop rock.
Indie pop rock. Okay. Indie pop. Thank you for defining. Because it's definitely not your standard pop.
Right.
Because it's more serious, but it's got so much more chops and interest. And it's not just like a loop. You're not saying the same words over and over again, you know, until you want to just can't hear that song more than 10 times or, you know, you can't hear them say those lyrics over and over again ad nauseum. Your lyrics are very deep. Anyway, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, and this is Radio Catskill, and you're listening local because I really am really thrilled that I have the opportunity to introduce you and to bring some of the incredible talent that we have right here at our home, right here in the Catskills, Radio Catskill. And today, Shane Renison, I invited him here, and, you know, Shane and I haven't really talked a lot. I've seen him out. We kind of know each other socially. Look, I know who that is. So it's just been really fabulous to have this conversation with you. But I'm even more intrigued and really excited about actually hearing you sing something.
Yeah,
sure. Because you've got your guitar. So why don't you take a second and grab your guitar? You know, we were talking about working so closely with a producer like Julian Giamo, working with you on this Irrational album that you're working on, and then hearing these fully produced tracks, and then getting the opportunity to sit here with you and have you sing a song for us.
Yeah, I think that'll give you a good idea, because this is how I write my songs. I pick up a guitar, sit down at a piano. I don't really know what I'm doing fully.
I love it.
Yeah, so it'll give you a good idea of, like, what I'm bringing to Julian. It's, you know, it's very, I would say, like, the bones of the song. And that's kind of, you know, that's what I've developed this craft doing, is like getting it to this level. And that's why I always say, like, I love bringing it to Julian, these songs, because, like, I'll have one idea for it. And by the time we're done with it, it brings it to a whole new world. And it's amazing being able to be in that creative space. I mean, it's.
So tell me, is this a song that you've already recorded, or is this a song you haven't recorded yet?
So this one, the first one I'll share for you, actually, both of these are going to be new. I think. The hardest thing for me is being creatively stifled by how long it takes to put music out. Like I said, irrational.
2 years. 2 years, you said.
Yeah. Woo! And that's 2 years from when I wrote them. So, you know, I'm not that person anymore.
That's what is this your first recording?
This is my first full length.
Full length. Oh, gotcha.
EPs out last year. Yeah. The Nice to Meet You EP, which is out now, that has 5 songs on it. And then we put a live project out with my band. That one, we got some amazing musicians from the Catskills that are good friends of mine. We all got together and played a lot of my songs in a live setting. And that was just so awesome.
What's the name of that EP?
So that's called Live at the Outlier Inn.
Excellent.
And that's also on Spotify, iTunes, all those places. Outlier Inn in Mountaindale. Josh over there has just an amazing space. And we were very lucky to get in there.
Fantastic.
But yeah,
lucky to have you today. This is Shane Renison. He's live here in the studio.
Yeah, so this first one, these are basically 2 songs that we're looking at, but we haven't started actually producing them yet. One of them, you know, we have a decent amount done, but the ideas aren't fully cemented. But I just love playing it live. So this first one is called Lonely Days.
I started feeling pressure, trying to be the best when they won't let you. And I don't understand, I don't understand. No, I don't understand, I don't understand. Try to hide the scars with a tattoo, but every time I see it, I see you. And I don't understand, I don't understand. Although these lonely days still be sleeping with you, I wonder what you're doing, I wonder where you are. Even though these lonely days still be sleeping with you, wonder what you're doing. Cause these lonely days get harder without you here. Honestly, I started feeling pressure the moment that you called, cause your voice felt so cold. No, I started feeling pressure, but never let it get the best of me, no. Never let it get the best of me, no. Although these lonely days still be sleeping with you, I wonder what you're doing, and I wonder where you are. Even though these lonely days still be sleeping with you, I wonder what you're doing. Cause these lonely days get harder without you here. Cause these lonely days get harder when it's your birthday. You know what hurts me the most. I never got to see you open your mind, open your heart to your family. Oh, another reason that I had to leave. No, so these lonely days still be sleeping with you. Wonder what you're doing, and I wonder where you are. Even though these lonely days still be sleeping with you, I wonder what you're doing. Cause these lonely days get harder without you here. Cause these lonely days get harder.
That's Shane Renison. Thank you, Shane. It's like you're talking directly to somebody in that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And like I said, you know, that song was written about 2 years after the album coming out. So it's just always funny when, you know, I'll release a new project and people that don't know how releasing goes and stuff like that, they assume that's just where you are. Like, you just wrote that song. Uh-huh. So, you know, it can be tough when they hear the songs 2 years later. And like I said, you're not that person anymore. You've moved on. You evolved. So I always like sharing songs that I'm currently working on to show people that, like, there's an evolution to it. And there's really no end to it. You know, you just continue to grow and evolve emotionally through this craft. And you know, you listen back to the songs you put out 2 years ago and be like, wow, like, is that who I was? And it's just kind of like a timestamp for me. You know, it's cool to.
So when you play live, what do you decide when you're playing live? How do you decide what you're going to play?
You know, to be honest, so living in the Catskills, I'm a Catskill native, so I love it. And doing what I'm doing around here, there's a big market for cover gigs. So I basically built a business for myself going around to, you know, popular restaurants and bars, breweries, and just being the guy in the corner of a room with a guitar playing like everything from like Johnny Cash to Ed Sheeran. And, you know, in the beginning, it was my way of like, let me pay my dues. Let me start cutting my teeth and just getting out there. And now I've been doing that full time for 3 years. And I'm blessed because the Catskills, you know, I've been able to do it full time, you know, year round. And it's just kind of been built around me. And now,
congratulations. You know, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And it's cool. But at the same time, it's not ultimately what I wanted to be doing long term. So now I'm at the crossroads of like putting the full length projects out and, you know, trying to go on the road and share that side of my music.
It's just, you know, it's an interesting quest because I'm kind of had been bitten by that same bug, you know, and the feeling that I always have is that just the right person needs to hear me. If I go out and I just play out enough,
yeah,
you know, but there's a different strategy that has to happen, and you're really following that.
Yeah, I'm trying to. And like, you know, social media and all that plays a big part of it. For me at this point, it's really just about developing a brand.
But, you know, how big an audience do you actually need to be able to support yourself completely? It's a rhetorical question. I know he took a big breath and his eyes crossed. But, I mean, you know, it only takes, 40,000 people across the entire United States, and how do you reach them all? You know, there's an audience for every single one of us, and there's a whole, there's people out there that are just going to go, oh my God, that's the music I really want to hear. And it's not just here in the Catskills. So the idea that you can make a living playing locally and still reach people far and wide, your music can go out, you know?
Yeah.
That's the perfect balance, and you might be able to achieve that because this music is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Recording is just really beautiful. So when you play a cover and then you play an original song, that's what I like to do.
Yeah, right.
So I like to play, you know, Joni Mitchell, if you've ever heard me. I want to play a Joni Mitchell song. And then I want to play my song right next to the Joni Mitchell song, like going, see?
Yeah, see, hey, juxtaposition. See? Right.
You know, yeah, you know, like, can you hear that? You get it? And so I heard you play a Coldplay song, and that was one of the reasons why that Coldplay song that I thought of today, you know, I feel like I'm falling in love. I want you to do another song for us, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely.
And tell us, what's the name of this song?
So this one is a little bit of a like, backstory. So I'm having kind of a branding issue with my music because
we were talking about that.
Yeah. So
what was it? You called it indie pop.
So yeah, my music that I'm putting on Spotify and stuff like that, the genres are, it's basically indie pop rock.
Well, you have to pick a drop-down menu. You have to pick one of the offered
you
menu
kind of
items.
Pigeonhole it.
Yeah, and you know, so I mean, I get the indie, and I get the pop, and I get the rock. So it's all works.
Right?
It all works. But there's more to it than that. It's kind of hard, isn't it?
It's very hard. It's really hard.
So
to
indie
nail it down.
Pop rock artist Shane Renison is about to perform live for us here on Radio Catskill. Yep. All right.
So this one, basically, you know, a lot of times my lyrics take me to places that are just not who I am in real life. I don't know why that is, but it's a very metaphysical thing where I'll have this idea come to me. It's almost like method acting where you put yourself in that. You play this character for this story.
Every single songwriter that is – look at Paul Simon.
Exactly, yeah.
Third-person stories. Look at Neil Young. Yeah, he was tall.
You know,
Tom Petty.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, all of
Bob
them.
Bob Dylan's not known,
you know,
for his singing voice.
They're telling
voice, you know?
Stories, and sometimes they might say I, but they're talking third person.
Exactly.
So you're in the right place, my friend.
And so basically, you know, songs like – people that meet me in life, I'm a very kind and non-confrontational. I do yoga and meditate.
Okay, so we're right about to hear a mean song, people. Exactly.
Well, yeah,
in,
and then
on.
This song is called Pull the Trigger. It's about shooting somebody.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Sometimes that's the feeling that comes. You just want to, like, you know,
well, you know, it is,
snap out of it.
It's very metaphorical shooting. It's like kind of like cutting the ties to people that are unhealthy, you know, relationships that are unhealthy. It kind of speaks to that. It's like,
this is not a call for violence. It's a call for emotional stability.
I always have to give disclaimers.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good. I'm glad you did.
But this is called Pull the Trigger.
broke down in a poor town where the bars are open late. Just me throwing darts at a board, thinking how I lost my life. Cause she don't wanna hear it, she don't understand, she don't even know, man. And who am I to say a thing? I left it all to spend a few nights in the palm trees. Oh, but I'm a mountain man, heart and soul. She told me that she thought I was never the same, and I guess she was afraid of the changes. Oh, you know, I was hoping, you know, this is not what I wanted to do. But now that it's personal, now that it's personal, yeah. Well, I pull the trigger on you, and I pull the trigger on you. Work hard all my life, I hope to see those pearly gates. I've made mistakes, too many to count. Cause I'm just a sinner from a different world. I don't care, I'ma let it burn. Nobody can save me, no. And if all those sins don't mean something, I'll keep on saying I don't wanna remember, no. Well, oh, and you know, I was hoping, you know, this is not what I wanted to do. But now that it's personal, and now that it's personal, yeah. Well, I pulled the trigger on you, said I pulled the trigger on you. And now that it's personal, no, Lord, and no.
I love it. Okay, you know, that had no, that was not, that was fabulous. I didn't have any idea that you were going to actually shoot somebody. Yeah, but, right. You know, that song, oh, God, it's a SZA song, I'm going to kill my boyfriend. Or,
right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going, okay, I'll pull the trigger on. Yeah, yeah, it seems to be a theme going around these days.
Yeah, just fed up, you know.
I love hearing you sing. And it's really nice to sit here and watch you as you perform as well, because you have a very expressive face.
Yeah, I spaz out. Yeah,
it's spaz out. Well, you know what? He's really into what he's doing. So, you know,
lose yourself in
you
it,
do
you know?
Play live. I know you play out.
Yes.
Tell us where.
Yeah, so I'm grateful this time of year. You know, I get to play a lot. So the next one will be this coming Wednesday, which is July 3rd, which is crazy. It's already July. But July 3rd, Wednesday night, I'll be at the Roscoe Mountain Club, which is up on Tanana Lake, the golf course there. They got some new ownership. It's a beautiful place.
What is the name of it again?
The Roscoe Mountain Club.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, and so my friend Oscar, he's an amazing chef, just took over there, and they're doing wing night on Wednesday now. And his food is just phenomenal. So I'm playing there this coming Wednesday, 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So come on out, check out Oscar's food. It's amazing. It'll blow your mind. I don't eat a lot of meat.
You're gonna sing too. I mean, the food is good, but you'll be playing.
And I'll be in the corner of the room, making some sounds for people to kind of, you know, get lost in. So that'll be next week. And then, I always forget until I check my phone. I'll be playing at the Tango in Hurleyville coming up. I'll be doing brunch on a Sunday there. I get to play at the Coshecton Pump House coming up in July, the Bashkill Vineyards over outside Woodsboro in Ellenville. I'm just really grateful.
I love the Pump House. I don't know if my audience knows it. It's an old brick structure with no roof. You feel like you're in Europe somewhere. You're in Paris. You
space.
Don't know.
I
can't define the energy there. It's wonderful. You hear great music there.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't you also playing at Arts Nest?
Yes, I'll be playing Arts Nest, I believe, October 29th.
Okay, that's a ways out there, but yeah. It's coming up.
Put it on your schedule.
And you know what? If you're listening to Radio Catskill on a Saturday afternoon, you've definitely heard Jambalaya. And so, you know, Aldo Troiani broadcasts immediately before Now and Then. And occasionally we actually pass in the hallway. And you know what? He's also a musician, and he's also playing out. And he's playing tonight at Arts Nest. And I think it's fun. I'm going to definitely go and hear him. And he is having a jazz guitarist Paul Kogut is playing with him. No, I've never heard Paul Kogut. Apparently, he did do a broadcast here the last time we had a fun drive and we had a lot of live music going on. But I didn't get a chance to hear Paul then.
Was so that I'm Porch really, Fest? The Porch Fest?
Yeah. Was it? No, actually, we did a fun drive where we had some musicians play. Yeah, it was the Tiny Porch Fest.
That, okay.
The, cool. Like the Tiny Desk Concert. It was the Tiny Porch Concert.
I love that.
Sorry, you got
that
right.
I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I didn't get to hear Paul then, but he's playing tonight with Little Sparrow,
oh,
which
great.
Is Aldo's Troiani's band. So I'm very curious to hear how that combination goes down. There's nothing like going out and hearing live music.
It's not, especially when it's James Taylor or Bethel Woods on a beautiful Friday night.
Oh, it was astounding.
Oh, can't beat that.
So Balshakil, I've never heard of that. Where is that?
So the Balshakil Vineyards, owned by Paul and Samara, that's over, it's outside Woodsboro. Do you know, so if you're going through Ellenville, do you know where like the D&H Canal system is?
It's no, but I bet we could find it.
Yeah. So it's you know, it's in the middle. Basically,
it's
the Balshakil
Vineyards. But you're still singing. You're singing in restaurants and bars, but you know what? They do provide a lovely environment sometimes.
They
but
do.
One thing that's interesting, Arts Nest is kind of more like a concert space than a restaurant.
Which
and,
is, yeah, you don't you get
know,
that a lot.
When you get somebody who, I like to hear original music. I like to hear covers. Sing me, you know, Fire and Rain by James Taylor. I got to hear him sing it personally live last night. So, you know, I want to hear your cover, but, you know, I'd rather hear something you wrote. So I love the idea that you're out with your original music. And I know you do a wonderful job on covers.
Oh,
but we do have time for one more song, and I could play this track from the Irrational album coming out on July 19th. It's called Losing You, or you could sing live. What would you...
Actually, yeah, if you, I would love for you to play Losing You.
You want,
that's
you
another
want
one
Losing
where...
Losing You, all right.
There's some more banjo.
There's some banjo.
There's
here,
a lot
get ready,
going on
people.
In this
get
one.
Ready. This is Shane Renison from the upcoming album Irrational. This song is called Losing You.
Bet you thought I'd hide. But you're dealing with a real tough guy. You wonder if you're on my mind. Is the sky blue? You don't even know my name. I bet you think we're all the same. I hope you never feel that pain deep inside. Born from lies you tell your lover boy. We'll be right back.
That song is called Losing You, and it's from Shane Renison's upcoming album. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. I hope you enjoyed the music, Shane Renison, live on the show today. I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe. Once again, thank you so much for listening.
Bubble, a New York City power pop band, is appearing Saturday, June 29th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Rafter's Tavern in Calicoon. Bubble will play a mix of melodic rock originals and a selection of Beatles songs, many they never got to perform live. Bubble at Rafter's, Saturday night, 7 to 9, 28 Upper Main Street, Calicoon. More information at rafterstavern.com.
Thank you for all the ways you help WJFF Radio Catskill. Your support sustains the news, music, and local voices that make up WJFF. It's only possible because of your generosity. Help keep it going. Consider signing up to be a sound supporter to make sure Radio Catskill has your constant support. Go to WJFFradio.org. And thank you for supporting public radio in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania.
WJFF Jeffersonville. Radio Catskill. Listen.